Now, the rest of the story. Joyce was born in a little house on the prairie of eastern Nebraska. Benjamin Harrison was president. Sitting Bull had been killed the year before. Wyoming had recently acquired statehood. The year 1891, when Joyce was born. Joyce would remember best the cold winter nights under quilts piled high and the stinging thick frost that could hold a penny to the window pane. It might have been a wondrous childhood had it not been for one thing. Joyce was a boy. His brothers had been given manly names, Raleigh, William. But Joyce had been named Joyce and thereby was consigned to a youth of continual irritation and sometimes humiliation. And the worst of it was Joyce's apparently hopeless conformity to the image which was conjured by his name. At age 8, his first job, working on another family's farm. The farmer's wife was expecting a baby. Instead of helping the farmer to plow and raise corn and drive cattle and cut hay and that sort of thing, guess what? Little Joyce stayed in the house with the farmer's infanticipating wife, becoming her nurse and her kitchen maid. At age 9, little Joyce opened the door one day to greet a woman from the California Perfume Company, later to be known as Avon. The woman was hoping to hire a local representative, an agent to sell perfume door-to-door. Joyce's mother wasn't well that season, wasn't strong enough, so the boy named Joyce volunteered, and Joyce became an Avon lady. But this is the rest of the story. When Joyce was 12, his family moved 60 miles away to Norfolk, Nebraska. Norfolk, despite its size and progressive economy, was a tough, rough-and-tumble, guns-drawn frontier town, virtually a no-man's land for a boy named Joyce. And counterpart to the grown-up bullies of Norfolk was a 13-year-old bully with a name that could beat somebody up all by itself. His name was Stubb Turlock. The bully's name was Stubb Turlock, and from the moment they met, Stubb took a particular dislike to Joyce. Whenever Joyce was delivering newspapers uptown, out jumped Stubb from behind a tree to topple Joyce's carefully stacked cargo. Joyce never dreamed of fighting back, so frightened was he of this Stubb Turlock fellow. But then one day Joyce was pushed beyond his fear. Scrawny Joyce had just bought a sandwich at the local restaurant. He was walking out the door with a sandwich in his hands when Stubb Turlock, sitting on the steps outside, tripped him. Joyce and the sandwich went sprawling. And big strapping Stubb started laughing. But before Joyce could consider the potential peril of it, he lit into Stubb Turlock like a bee-stung bobcat. And you know what? In moments, the young villain was vanquished. And that was the day a boy named Joyce learned that bullies are mostly mouth, and that being a gentle boy named Joyce was not such a bad way to go through life after all. Joyce did revert. And the gentle boy became a gentleman, eventually to share his characteristic niceness in rhyming verse with people in 100 countries. For you see, the company Joyce founded and nurtured now produces 12 million greeting cards every day. Each picture, each message, the halcyon heritage of cold prairie nights under quilts piled high and pennies encased in window frost, the wonderful yesteryears of a sensitive boy named Joyce C. Hall, the late Mr. J.C. Hall of Hallmark. And now you know the rest of the story.